AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Today's 6-3 Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade touches off protests in cities across the country. In Atlanta,
don't go back!
We won't go back!
We won't go back!
Like abortion rights are under attack! What do we do?
Rise up, fight back!
Planned Parenthood's Kate Smith.
The court has taken away a constitutional right. It's the first time the court has ever done that. So we are here supporting our supporters, having our voice be heard, and really just telling people we won't go back.
Several states, including Oklahoma, have trigger laws that went into effect banning abortions after the court ruling. Oklahoma Attorney General John O'Connor.
This decision does not ban abortion in the United States. It leaves it to every state to decide whether abortion will be illegal in that state.
Doctors across Wisconsin immediately stopped providing abortions, turning away women in waiting rooms and calling to cancel pending appointments. The immediate halt comes amid questions remaining about the enforceability of a 173-year-old state ban that remain on the books after Roe. Whether that law is enforceable is expected to be challenged to court. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, a Democrat, says he will have news next week about how his office will respond. The Democratic governors of California, Washington, and Oregon vow to protect reproductive rights and help women who travel to the West Coast seeking abortions. The House has sent President Joe Biden the most wide-ranging gun violence bill Congress has passed in decades. It passed in the Senate last night with support from 15 Republicans. Big gains on Wall Street, the Dow up 823 points. S&P had its biggest single day in 2 years, up 116 points, a 3% climb, and only its second winning week in the past 12. This is AP News. The UN's chief says the world faces catastrophe because of the shortage of food around the globe.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the war in Ukraine has added to the disruptions caused by climate change, the coronavirus pandemic, and inequality to produce an unprecedented global hunger crisis, already affecting hundreds of millions of people, in a video message to officials from dozens of rich and developing countries gathered in Berlin. Guterres says there's a real risk that multiple famines will be declared in 2022, adding, and 2023 could be even worse. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Congress passed a bill that aims to keep up with expanded pandemic-era distribution of free meals for all students this summer. Final passage of the Keep Kids Fed Act came less than a week before rules changes for child nutrition programs were set to expire on June 30th. That measure now goes to President Biden for his signature. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,